Boker Tov. Oh, now they changed the name. Now it says Mikvah Moshe.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Anyway, Bikitsur, Boker Tov, Yom Shalishi B'Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Va'era. We are beginning the fourth perek of Kohelet, so let's rock and roll. Says Shlomo HaMelech, V'shavti ani, Va'ir'e et kol ha'ashukim. He says, now the next thing he paid attention to was looking at all of the oppressed. Asher na'asim tachat ha'shamish. Right, now over here, the oppressed is a reference to whom? Rashi says, very interesting. You might think oppressed is miskinim, right? Says Rashi, no, they're oppressed in Gehinnah because of all of the avonot that they did in their life. So, meaning, it's a reference to the Rishayim, Asher na'asim tachat ha'shamish. So, over here, the Shemesh is a reference to Torah. Asher na'asim tachat ha'shamish. Under the sun can also, tachat, what else can tachat mean in Lashon HaKodesh? Instead of. All of the Rishayim, whose actions were instead of Shamesh, is the Torah, the light of the Torah. So he says, "V'hineh dim'ata ashukim, ve'en lahem menachem." They are now in Gehinnam, they can't get out, miskinim, they're crying. Nobody can comfort them. U'miyad oshekehem koach, which means those who are oppressing them. Who's that? All the malachi chabala, and they have the koach, ve'en lahem menachem. And these people don't have what to do. So he's saying, after the right, hindsight is always 20/20. People always get smarter after the fact. Says, I told you, don't be rishayim. Ta'aseh akol havel avalim. Says Shlomo HaMelech, focus on the Torah and mitzvot. Now it's too late. Says Shlomo HaMelech, a very famous pasuk. V'shabeach ani et hametim shekevar metu. I praise the dead, the deceased who have already died. Meaning what? Says it's good to die. Why? Huh? Min ha'chayim asher hem chayim adena. Rather than the live people, the people who are still alive. Why is that? Says Rashi HaKadosh, unbelievable. He says, the people who died before having been controlled by the Yetzirah, says Rashi, ad shelo shalat behem Yetzirah ze litchota min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kigon avot harishonim shelo na'ana Moshe el al yedehem. וכגון דוד אבי, שלא נעניתי, אני, בכבדה לתרננות שעמדתי, זוכרה לחסדי דוד עבדיך. The Midrash says, it says there are many of the, he says, the אבות הקדושים, דוד המלך, they died, relative to their generations, they died pretty early. Now, what was the benefit in that? They died before having been taken captive by the Yetzer Hara. So he says, rather than people who lived longer, and are now subject to the torments of the Yetzer Hara. The Midrash says that on the day of the Chanukat HaBayit, of the Chanukat Bet HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech came and he said all sorts of tefillot. He said 24 praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the gates of the Bet HaMikdash remained locked. Until what? He said one pasuk. Zuchra lechazde David Abdecha. Remember the kindness of David and the Shivu'ah that you swore to him that your son will build the Beit HaMikdash. Immediately, the gates to the Beit HaMikdash swung open. You just mentioned David HaMelech and the gates of HaMikdash swung open. So he says, not necessarily is living longer a better thing. Understand? Living longer is better when you're focused on Torah Mitzvot. But the longer you live, what else? You're also more susceptible to the Yetzer Hara and Avonot, which is not necessarily a good thing. Yes, sir.
About like passing away, like before the Yetzer Hara kind of take hold of you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't a person kind of like lose his like Yetzer Hara as he gets older? He loses like this like kind of affection for worldly things. He's much much older. He doesn't get like pleasure with like a lot of like worldly things.
Listen, there are certain things. You're right. The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates the most is Zaken Minaif. You know what that means? A promiscuous old man, which means that he's still fooling around with women and stuff like that. Why? Because when he gets old, when you get to a certain age, you're supposed to calm down a little bit. When you're young, that's the Yetzer Hara. When you're older, Zeltzich Lafsik. If a person keeps on doing it, that means he's doing Le'achis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True. Aval, mikol makom, the Yetzer Hara still stays strong. The Yetzer Hara, the Gemara tells us, En Adam niftar me'olam hazeh v'chatzita avato b'yado. A person doesn't pass away from this world having achieved even half of his desires. What do you say, Josh?
You said the Avot didn't live as long as their generation. Wasn't Paro in shock at how old Yaakov was?
It wasn't necessarily in shock. I mean, listen, compared to the people in those generations, you know, they lived. Although, yes, as the generations progressed, people lived shorter amounts of times. You know, the first 10 generations of the world is, you know, close to 1,000 years people lived. And then it went to the hundreds and 150s and whatever. But they still, relative to the other people in that generation, they lived a little bit shorter. And yet, it's better that way. We find the first place in the Torah where the Torah speaks about it is Chanoch. Vayitalech Chanoch et ha'Elohim. Chanoch was a tzaddik. Ve'enenu ki lakach oto Elohim. The Torah says, but he was no longer. Hashem saw that Chanoch at that point was a tzaddik, but he was kind of, you know, susceptible. He was a little wishy-washy. So what did Hashem do? He took him before he could be, you know, convinced to do Avodah Zarah. Sometimes a person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will do that for a person's benefit. Let's continue. Gimal, v'tov mishenehim, what's even better than both of these things? Et asher aden lohaya. You know what's better than living in this world or dying? Not having been born at all. Asher lo ra'a et ma'aseh hara'a, asher na'asa tachet ha'shamesh. A person who never even, you know, saw all of the, any of the bad things happening under the sun. Now, the Midrash on this Pasuk says, this is the reference, you know, this world, how long did it take for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides for Shesh Timei Ma'aseh, but how long was HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking to create the world until he actually did?
Dates?
No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I think it's kosher.
Chechmech. Chechmech. That's what they call it.
No.
Papers. No, no. In Persian, it's called Chechmech.
Who told you that?
They told me.
Who's they? They lied. Whoever that they is, they lied.
The people who sit on this table. Not them, but the other ones.
Liars. Chorma.
Oh, so what's Chechmech?
I don't know.
No, Keshmech is raisins.
Oh. Keshmech.
Right. Okay, so anyway. Oh, I'm thinking about the squinted eyes. Chesh. That's a different
thing.
Chesh. Yeah, anyway.
What chapter?
Four. Now, he says like this. I keep getting confused. You know, the Sanhedrin, in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you have to be proficient in 70 languages. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to. No, that's why I was asked. Amen. I like to know languages. Anyway, Bikitsur. So what's even better is the people, the Midrash says that there were Taf Kuf Ayin Dalit, which is 974 generations that went by until HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually decided, okay, to create the world. Which means all those people that should have been created during those 974 generations until HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually created the world are more fortunate than anybody to ever live or die in this world. Why? Because they were never susceptible to sin. See how bad that is? It's a tough world. It's no joke. That's why we know the Gemara says in Masechet Eruvin that there was a 7-year long machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. You remember about what?
Worth it to come and be born or not?
Is it better to be right? Is it better to be born or not? And the Sofa Ma'aseh was that they agreed
better
not to have been created at all. That's exactly this pasuk in Kohelet. Ve'achshav shenivra. Now that you're yafashpesh b'ma'aseh, what do you do? Do what you can and constantly look at your actions. Try to probe them. Dalit. V'ra'iti ani et kol amal ve'et kol kishron ma'aseh. I have seen the amal, which is toil. Over here, it's a reference to averot. Kishron ma'aseh, all of a person's talents, which are not l'shem shamayim and only to cause strife and jealousy. Kihi kinat ish mire'ehu, says Shlomo HaMelech. Sometimes a person's talents, a person can use his talents to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a person can also use his talents to, you know, knock other people and to make fights and make people jealous. Gam ze hevel ur ut ruach. This is also considered nonsense and just frivolity. I'll tell you, you know, with regards to talents, a person is obligated to use his talents for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shem shamayim. How do we know? There's a Gemara that says, you know, one of the most wicked kings of Am Yisrael that ever lived, his name was Achav. You know, bad guy. Anyway, Kitzur. So he had a neighbor. He lived in a place called Yisrael. That was the name of the, you know, what was his neighbor's name? Navot. Navot HaYisraeli, he had a next door neighbor. And one time Achav was in the palace and he saw this guy Navot, and he looked out to his next door neighbor and he saw he had a wonderful, nice garden and like a yard and orchard. So he was jealous of it. And he asked Navot, his next door neighbor, he says, "Can you sell it to me? I wanna buy it." So he said, "I can't sell it to you." Why? Because he says, "This is my Yerusha. This is my inheritance from my parents and their parents, whatever, all the way to Yoshua bin Nun. And you're not supposed to sell something like that." So the Gemara explains that he got very upset. And who did he go to take counsel from? His wife was even more, was even worse than him, Izevin. So she said, "What's the problem?" "Okay, he doesn't want to sell it to you, that's fine. What do you do?" "No, kill him. Kill him and then take it." So he killed him. He killed him. And then he took the thing, even without buying it. So, anyway, the Gemara says, what sin was it that caused Navot to be killed? And the Gemara says that Navot had a wonderful voice. A good, very good chazan. And every time by Aliyah L'Regel, he used to go to Yerushalayim, and they used to ask him to be chazan. They used to say, be chazan, whatever. And he never wanted to do it. Never, he used to himself. And the Gemara says that the Pasuk tells us, in Mishle Kabedet Hashem Mehonecha, person should honor Hashem from his money, home. The Gemara says, Al tikre mehonecha ela migronecha. Serve Hashem from what? From your throat. Which means that if a person has a certain talent, whether it's money or any other talent, don't keep it to yourself. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he always kept it to himself and didn't want to share it with other people. So, but that's when it's L'shem Shamayim. But sometimes a person can use his talents, to poke out other people's eyes, to make them jealous, to make fights, whatever. Shlomo HaMelech says that's another bad zav. So Be'ezat Hashem will continue. Tomorrow actually I'm not going to be here, but Be'ezat Hashem will continue on Thursday. Kol tov, rabotai, have a wonderful day.